Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this entire show is sponsored by Trump Rules, my book. Number one book. 12 categories at Amazon, Trump Rules. The winner's guide to business and personal success. Learn the Trump Rules and tools of mega success and wealth for the greatest warrior and winner in history. And he is, because he won the election. And I think he won by a landslide. Wasn't even close. They stole it from him. Because they hate him. And so does the Republicans hate him. All the Republican leadership hates him as much as the Democrats do. Because he was the fly in the ointment, man. He was the guy who was upsetting their apple cart. He wasn't letting them steal the way they normally do. Now that Biden's there, they can all steal to their heart's content and make billions of dollars again, ripping off the taxpayers. So disgusting. Really is. I've been on a bit of a COVID tangent today, so I might as well continue with it. Because, listen, I've said from the beginning, COVID's real. Not once in a year, and a year in a month or two, has anyone caught me ever saying COVID isn't real. It's real. I know people who died from it. I know people who've been sick from it. So what? The flu is real. Smallpox is real. Polio is real. Tuberculosis is real. You know where they all come from? The border. People are walking over the border every day with disease. If you believe COVID's that bad, if you're hysterical about it, even though we know that CNN said they want you hysterical, they've manipulated the news to make you hysterical, they want the death counts every minute in front of your face to get you scared out of your mind and hiding in your house and masked up like an idiot. And vaccine to death, even though we know the fraud's being committed to make you hysterical, and make this to a crisis far bigger than it is. But even if you believe it, then how would you ever let all these people to walk through the border who might have COVID? But it's just interesting and telling that at this very moment that so many liberal governors are still locking people down, at this moment that Oregon, can you imagine the outlier in the whole country? Both, I think it's Michigan and Oregon, are locking people down. They're crazy. I guess Michigan's masking people. They're asking two-year-olds to wear masks. It's just all out of control. You know what they announced on an airplane yesterday? I wasn't on, but a friend of mine was on an airplane yesterday. And they said the announcement was made, if you fall asleep and your mask falls below your nose, you will be banned for life from Southwest Airlines. So it's your responsibility, even if you're asleep, to keep the mask up, because if it falls down, you will be banned for life from flying on Southwest Airlines. Do you think that's a little bit of a hysterical reaction? Do you think that's really awful? Because I think that's disgusting. I think that's despicable. I think we should all boycott all these airlines. You're disgusting. I've always liked Southwest. That's the most ridiculous, hysterical thing I think I've ever heard in my life. I've never heard anything stupider than that. How about if your mask happens to fall down your face a little bit while you're asleep? We're going to wake you up. We're going to come over, we're going to shake you and say, excuse me, sir, could you please pull your mask up? If you really believe in masks that much, okay, I don't, but that's okay if you do. How about that announcement? Wouldn't that be a fine announcement? But they made an announcement on the airplane that even if it's by mistake, if your mask is lowered, you'll be banned for life from flying on... I'm a Jew. I know a Nazi when I see one and smell one. Nazis. I mean, it's just disgusting. disgraceful and despicable. And while all this is going down in Oregon, it's like at this point, you know, Michigan's saying two-year-olds have to put masks on. Oregon is locking down the state until July 1st. What? I have two friends in my life that ever lived in Oregon, two, and they both moved out in the last 6 months. You don't understand. Everyone's leaving your nonsense. They're not listening to you. But at the moment this is happening, how do you explain this? That COVID is waning, excuse the pun from Wayne Root, COVID is waning in all the states where they aren't requiring masks and where they don't lock you down. The restaurants are jammed, the nightclubs are jammed, the bars are jammed. And at this moment that Oregon's locking down and Michigan's demanding masks on two-year-olds and Southwest Airlines is telling you you're kicked off the plane if your mask falls below your nose while you're sleeping. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ends all COVID restrictions statewide today. Signed an executive order. God bless Ron DeSantis. God bless Florida. The rest of the country's nuts. Ron DeSantis is wonderful and sane and believes in business, believes in the economy, and believes you could, you know, you have a right to take a risk. If you want to take a risk of getting sick like Wayne Root does every day, you have every right to take it. And God forbid the moment comes I get COVID. I took the risk. It's my problem, not yours. And for most people who are relatively healthy, COVID will be like getting the flu. And that's just the way it is. That's life. Got to take risks in life. If you don't want to take risks in life, you should move to a different country because we're a nation of risk takers. You should get the F out of the United States of America if you don't believe in risk. Moron. Staying home, hiding with masks on, sticking needles in their arm with all kinds of poisons that they have no clue what's in it. Not a clue what's in it. You have no idea. I got no problem. I'm not against the vaccine. I'm not banning the vaccine. I don't want you to not get the vaccine. I want everyone to have freedom to choose whatever they want. But you don't know what's in that vaccine. You have no idea. You're taking the word of government. Science. Oh, yeah, Wayne Root doesn't believe in science. I'll show you 50 scientific studies that absolutely prove masks are the worst thing you could ever do and don't prevent a single thing and make people sicker. I'll show you scientific studies by the hundreds that prove that lockdowns don't work. By the hundreds. And I will show you scientific studies that show that all the places with the most masks, the most lockdowns, and the most vaccines now have the most people with COVID. Michigan wants everyone to get a vaccine. They've gotten vaccines. And all of a sudden, Michigan's got a new COVID outbreak. Oregon, everybody's got to have a vaccine. A new COVID outbreak. Is it possible they're getting it because of the vaccine? Why would that not be possible? Everyone I know who has the flu has always gotten the flu after getting the flu vaccine. So you're vaccinating everyone and they get COVID. I guess it shouldn't be a surprise. I don't know. I must be the last guy left in America with common sense. Ron DeSantis signed an executive order dropping. Well, I'm not the last guy. Ron DeSantis and I are the two guys left in America with common sense. Ron DeSantis on Monday, Florida's governor, signed an executive order dropping all emergency COVID pandemic restrictions across the state. And at the same time he did that, you're not going to believe this, at the same time, he signed another bill that bans vaccine passports. God bless Ron DeSantis. There's my kind of guy. You know, before liberals say Wayne Root's crazy, it turns out the governor at this point, are they the third most populous state in America, right? I think first is California, second is Texas, and third is Florida. The governor of the third most populous state in America is getting rid of all COVID restrictions of any kind and getting rid of any vaccine passport ever. The bill ensures that neither state or local governments can close businesses or keep kids out of in-person instruction unless they satisfy a demanding and continuous justification. Florida is no longer in a state of emergency. And then I think, folks, he says, folks that are saying they need to be policing people at this point, if you're saying that, you're really saying you don't believe in the vaccines, you don't believe in the data, you don't believe in the science. In other words, how can you believe in vaccines and then tell people that they still have to wear masks and they still have to social distance and they shouldn't have their restaurant open because it's not essential? I think restaurants are damn essential. He was among the first governors in America to allow businesses to reopen following the initial wave of disease last year and has criticized other states for keeping COVID-19 restrictions in place. In the state of Florida, we worked very hard, particularly this past summer, to jettison these types of policies, and we focused on lifting people up. And the governor's move brought negative reactions from local leaders. To be clear, cities like Tampa, St. Pete, Orlando, Miami, and Miami Beach saved Florida and the governor's behind through this pandemic, tweeted St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Chrisman. Can you imagine if each city had been led by Ron DeSantis, how many lives would have been lost, what our economy would look like today? That's funny. That's funny. My buddy lives in Tampa. He says the mayor of Tampa is a liberal loser. So all these mayors are liberal losers, and they're taking credit. Every state that has no mask mandate, every state that ended the lockdown, people are well, and the states that did it all, people are sick and dying. And you have the nerve to say you saved the state of Florida by leaving the mandates in place. Yeah. And by the way, this is proven true everywhere in the world. You know, Sweden had less death than Michigan with the same population. And Sweden never locked down, never had mask mandates, never closed schools. Michigan did all of that, and they had a higher death rate than Sweden. This whole thing is so absurd. We had a pandemic in 68, 69. We had Woodstock. Everyone had sex in the mud and the rain and dropped LSD, and they all lived to tell about it. We didn't close a single business or church or school or sporting event in all of 68, 69, and 100,000 people died of the Hong Kong flu, and we all survived. I bet you almost all the 100,000 were old and decrepit in nursing homes just like today. Terrible thing. Don't want anyone to die. But protect the nursing homes and let the rest of us live our lives and keep working.
Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited. The guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boost the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I don't know. I guess I just think differently than most people on some topics. A dog was defending his owner in Las Vegas this weekend, a beautiful German Shepherd, and he got stabbed. And there were photos the entire weekend. We were being updated by the Metro Police and also the Animal Foundation, showing pictures of this beautiful German Shepherd had been stabbed. They thought he'd make it, and he just died. His injuries were too serious to overcome, but he very likely saved his owner's life. The owner, they were trying to stab the owner. The dog took the stabs. The owner was very slightly injured, but the dog was badly, badly injured. And the dog has died, and he died a hero. Alexander is the dog's name. You know what I think? I think they should give the death penalty to the person that did it. Not just is it murder, just like murdering a human, but they should get the death penalty. I'd be glad to pull the switch. Wonderful doggy Alexander dies protecting his owner. Love dogs. Love dogs more than anything in the world. And if anyone ever touched my dog, I'd give him the instant death penalty. Trust me. Try it. You'll find out what the death penalty is. Sick people in this world, man. Terrible, terrible people. Anyone who hurt a dog is just the lowest form of human, vile, disgusting animal. Far worse than a dog. It's an insult to compare them to dogs. Poor Alexander. We just live in a society with a lot of bad people and a lot of mentally ill people. And the only answer I know of for these people, because they want to steal elections, that they get all the welfare. They get all the food stamps. They get all the government programs. They get everything free. Now they want reparations. Or maybe the form of reparations is they get lower tax rates than me because they're black or because they're descended from slaves. They should have lower tax rates than me. That's the most incredible racist thing I've ever heard in my life. Number one, to give someone lower rates because they're black versus white or any color. And number two, my relatives weren't here during slavery, and maybe your relatives weren't here to be slaves. So you have nothing to do with it. You know, as an example, like Obama. Isn't Obama described by everyone as black and the first black president? He's not black in the American sense of black. He's not descended from slaves. He had a white mother and a father from Kenya. There was no slavery. His father and his grandfather and his great-grandfather were not slaves. They lived in Kenya. So why would Obama benefit with reparations? How many other blacks are just like that? It's ridiculous. Just terrible. So they want to steal elections, just give all the money away, steal it from us, give it to the other side. And the one way to stop it, the only way I know of, is voter ID. Well, there's actually two ways. Voter ID is one. That prevents theft. It makes it easy to vote, but impossible to commit fraud. And second of all, I think, is protesting and boycotting all the corporations that stand with liberals. Not because they should stand with conservatives, because I don't think a corporation should be involved in any way in politics, right or left. I don't think their CEOs have any right to involve their shareholders in politics, right or left. They should shut their mouths and do what they do best, which is sell their product and service their customers. That's it. And if they decide to go left and literally turn off and offend and say F you and screw over half or more of their customers who are Republican conservative, we need to stop buying from them and bring them to their knees. That's the only way you're going to save America, is starve all the woke corporations, bring them to their knees, and voter ID. No matter how much they complain about it and wail about it, pass voter ID. Very important. They can't steal elections if you can identify each vote. They can't, and they won't. The Tennessee legislature passes a bill requiring absentee ballot watermarks. There has to be a non-visible watermark on every absentee ballot. It's called the Tennessee Election Integrity Act. And signature verification is the final verification necessary before a county board counts absentee ballots. Signature verification will remain part of the verification process. And the counting board official has to verify the absentee ballot contains the watermark and reject any ballot that does not bear the watermark. Ensuring the integrity of ballots and elections. No watermark, the ballot is rejected. Love it. Love it. Make Democrats scream. Make them scream in pain. Ah! Wayne, are you recommending to murder them? No. I'm recommending voter ID. That's what makes them scream in pain. Ah! They're going to ask me for ID. How do you get an airplane? ID. How do you get a government building? ID. How do you get welfare? ID. How do you get food stamps? ID. How do you get a doctor's office? ID. How do you get Obamacare? ID. How do you buy a bottle of water with a credit card? ID. But to ask you to vote with ID. Ah! You're a racist. You're violating my rights. Just make them wail. Voter ID. Voter ID. Voter ID. 24 hours a day.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell expects zero Republicans will support President Biden's $4 trillion infrastructure package. speaking at an event in Louisville, the Kentucky Republican calling Biden's plan a big grab bag.
So how to pay for the infrastructure bill on our side is we're not going to revisit the 2017 tax bill. We're happy to look for traditional infrastructure pay-fors.
He did say GOP lawmakers are open to a roughly $600 billion bill. President Biden is raising the refugee admissions cap to 62,500 after facing blowback for backing away from that number amid a surge of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border illegally. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates announces on Twitter that he's divorcing his wife, Melinda, after 27 years of marriage. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's Safe Air Network.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we got a great guest, but first let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Revive Health. For independent contractors, gig workers, small business owners, who else listens to my show? That describes almost everybody listening to my show. Let me repeat, independent contractors, gig workers, small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is, affordable, flexible, portable, fast, and simple health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees, because you have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on the things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for the things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly. There's no waiting. And you do it from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Their team is standing by 24/7. Revive-healthcare.com. You know, my big topic on this show is election integrity. All the time, I talk about the fact that this election was stolen. The fact, you heard me say it, this election was rigged, fixed, and stolen. And I can tell you the exact ways it was. And we've got a guest now, James Taylor, president at the Heartland Institute. His website is heartland.org. Heartland.org. Great job that they do at the Heartland Institute. James Taylor, welcome back to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. It's been too long, but I love being on your show. Thank you, Wayne.
All right. You're very welcome. You were in Vegas today for a discussion that's going on about election integrity and what can be done about voter fraud. Where and when is this this event happening, this discussion about voter fraud?
Well, actually, we just had it. There's nothing to attend in the future, at least within the next few days or so. But
was this the Friday night event at Ahern? Is that what we're talking about?
No. We had a gathering at a local restaurant here with about a dozen and a half of us, some Tea Party activists, some Patriot leaders, and it was great. After having a nice discussion, I gave a talk, gave my thoughts on this. I was harassed as I walked out the door because I didn't put on my face mask for the final five steps before I left the restaurant, but other than that, it was great.
You and I are very much
I've been in there for two, three hours without a face mask.
Right.
We're all talking together without face mask, and then,
right.
sir, and then as I just kind of held it up half to my mask, I hear, oh, my God.
It's so funny. I talk about it all the time. You know, I sit for 2 hours at dinner every night, seven nights a week. I go out and I sit there for 2 hours with no mask on, and I'm eating and I'm drinking and no mask on, and I'm talking, no mask on. And you mean when I walk out of the restaurant for 12 seconds, if I don't put the mask on as well, then I'll die of COVID? I mean, it's all so ridiculous. It's absurd. But, okay, let's move on to election integrity and not worry about masks right now. So, look, here's my belief, and I don't mind if you disagree with me. I think you agree with me, but I believe the election was rigged and stolen. I believe Trump won the election. I don't think there's any question about it. I'm just wondering whether you think that or you have a more nuanced view of it.
Well, I rarely disagree with you, Wayne. In this particular case, look, here's the problem. We certainly have pretty strong evidence that there was a good deal of fraud going on. But the problem is, it is impossible to quantify it. It is impossible to say what the threshold was and how many votes were changed. And that's done deliberately because you have systems in place that make it easy to throw ballots into slush funds of ballots. You can no longer trace a particular ballot to a person. You're not comparing signatures, right? You shouldn't even really need to compare signatures because you should have to have photo ID. But what we have in place
right.
is a system where, by definition, you cannot audit the vote and you cannot prove an election was stolen because you cannot come up with the number of votes that were changed because it's deliberately ambiguous. That needs to change. And I'll go one step further. What's really important is we can talk about specific things that need to change, and that's important. But one thing that would solve much of the problem up front across the board is this. If you treat voter fraud, voting fraud, or election tampering like you treat jaywalking, which is if you get caught, it's a slap on the wrist. You are incentivizing people to cheat who feel strongly about wanting one person or party to win. On the other hand, if you make, if you impose a penalty, which is appropriate for altering the democratic election results in this country, if you make it 10 years mandatory minimum, something like that, well, then people are going to be far less likely to cheat or commit fraud because there are real consequences. There are no real consequences to voter fraud in this country. Therefore, you get voter fraud.
All right, so let me throw some things at you that I believe absolutely were voter fraud and stole the election. Number one, five states stopped counting when Trump was ahead by a mile. And all of a sudden, we're supposed to believe that, you know, four of those five states he winds up losing. Only North Carolina wound up holding up. And the rest of them, you know, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, they stopped counting. And the next thing you know, he's got huge leads, and now he doesn't have any leads. And tons of ballots come in the middle of the night, and there's not one Republican in the room to count them. And I thought they said they were stopping counting, but no, they counted. When everyone left the room, and the cameras left the room, and Republican observers left the room, then they found hundreds of thousands of new ballots that were all for Biden, and Trump lost those states, and therefore what could have been an electoral landslide for him turns out to be a bad loss against him by flipping those four key states. So how is that to any person who has common sense, how does that not sound like a stolen election to you?
No, absolutely. You're spot on with that. And the problem is that you have these guidelines that election poll watchers should be allowed, or even says must be allowed from each party, but there are no consequences for people who deliberately defy that. If state legislatures, or to the whatever extent federal government wants to get involved, Congress, if they were to say not only you must have poll watchers allowed, accessible in a meaningful way for this, but also if you dismiss them, if you count ballots without them there, it is considered a violation of voter integrity laws, and you're getting 10 years in the pen, then you won't have these party hacks that send people home and say counting's done for the night, and then at 4 a.m. in the morning, you have tens of thousands of ballots that are shoved into machines. Oh, no, 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 take our word for it. Really, 97.5% of the votes were for Biden, and really it wasn't intentional. It just kind of happens. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's preposterous. It's hard to believe it's not intentional, nefarious, and designed to cheat, and there need to be consequences for people doing so. And if you have some supervisor in, you know, whatever station in Dane County in Milwaukee or in Atlanta or wherever it may be that sends people home, sends poll watchers home, and then tabulates votes, that should be 10 years minimum. Then you'll get a lot less of this.
Right. And then, you know, of course, the big one is COVID. COVID was the door opener that allowed Democrats to say, we want mail-in ballots with no voter ID. What a combination. I don't even mind mail-in ballots. If each one was tracked, you had to ask for them. They weren't sent automatically by the hundreds to an apartment building, and they could be left on the floor. Anybody could get them. And if there was voter ID, you could match them to the person that got them. If there was a watermark on them, like just approved by Tennessee. But if you just give them out helter-skelter to everybody, even without asking, and there's no ID required, what would possibly stop fraud? And the answer is nothing.
Right, absolutely. And I think one of the things, and I'm a limited government guy, but I think one of the things, if we're going to have meaningful election reforms, and that's really where we have to go with this, and it can't be, if we have to make sure that it's not presented as this is a knee-jerk reaction to complaints, whatever else. What we need to do is make elections, you may have heard the slogan, easy to vote, hard to cheat, but it's more than a slogan. We need to make sure, for example, for people who are being fed this line that, well, this is voter suppression, whatever. All right, fine. We're spending money on everything in this country that's ridiculous. Rather than putting money in Biden's infrastructure plan for solar panels and electric infrastructure and all that, or excuse me, electric rail infrastructure, well, then maybe infrastructure would be under that expansive definition that we have more voting places, more ballot booths, and so that people have access to vote, and therefore perhaps we'll see their true colors, because if we make voting easier to vote, well, then they should be on board with harder to cheat. And if they're against having you know, many more places to vote, and therefore being able to at the same time insist upon that we have election integrity, we're seeing their true colors. I think the American people would get behind that.
All right. And then, by the way, we're talking to James Taylor, president of the Heartland Institute. I think is a fabulous – fabulous institute. I'm on one of their boards. Great stuff. The website's heartland.org, heartland.org. James, one other thing I think it's important for us to talk about. Here in Las Vegas, and I'm sure this happens all over the country, our liberal fraud Republican governor, that's not there anymore, Brian Sandoval, gave the right to get a driver's license to illegals. And once they went to DMV to get a driver's license, guess what happened? They were automatically registered. And just pure coincidence, I'm sure, from the moment that happened, Republicans were in total control of every lever of Nevada government. And from the moment he gave illegals driver's licenses, we've never won an important race ever again. And Democrats now control everything. Do you think there might be a little coincidence there, or do you think there might be a connection there?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you say, well, they're told that they can't vote and they shouldn't vote, but all you need is to show a driver's license, then you're incentivizing it. It's another reason why we need to have strong penalties when you're caught, so that even if you think you can get away with it, well, you're going to have a huge penalty if you get caught.
All right, James Taylor, president of the Heartland Institute, website heartland.org, heartland.org. James, always great to have you on. Hope you knocked them dead today in Las Vegas. And when you walked out without the mask, I hope you made a liberal's day miserable. Thank you, James.
It's been a pleasure, Wayne. Thank you.
All right. Wayne Alaroot, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. Don't forget my book, Trump Rules, number one bestseller. Not about politics, about changing your life, improving your life, self-help, personal development. The 10 Trump rules that I use to change my life that you can change your life with. Trump Rules by Wayne Alaroot. We'll be right back.
An amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Alaroot and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, a little housekeeping for Wayne Allyn Root. First of all, I'd love to hear from you. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. Second of all, my website is rootforamerica.com, newly redone, and really an expansive site now. Lots going on, all my columns, all my videos, all my articles, all my newspaper stories, all of them at rootforamerica.com. You could find my opinions all day long at Parler. Some of them are really funny and entertaining, and they're all done by me. I'm a one-man army. There is nobody else to do them. It isn't like I'm faking it and I've got some social media director. I don't have any such person. It's me. When I get a chance to put one out, I put one out. If I don't have a chance, I might go a day without a social media post. But most days I've got 4 or 5 of them or more at Parler. And then you just go to Parler and you go to @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. And then my War Raw Daily podcast, available anywhere you download podcasts, including Spotify and Apple and iHeartRadio, et cetera, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root every day, 7 days a week. Again, my email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health, John and Chelsea Jubilee. They changed my life. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look great, the best they've ever seen. I'm in great shape. I just, you know, my chest is big. My stomach is small. It's not many people get in that age of 60 this July, you know? It's really quite unusual. And I have lost 25 pounds of fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle just in the opening segment of this thing. I don't even know. I haven't done a recent weigh-in yet. I'll do one soon. But I lost 25 pounds of fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle just in the opening 88 days of this program. Someone last night, I was at dinner, and they said, I'm doing some business with them. And they said, you look incredible. And I said, well, I'm going to be 60 years old. They're like, no, that's impossible. You look incredible. 60 years old, that's not even possible. What are you doing? And I said, Energized Health. And they asked for the phone number, and they're going to call them and get on the program. So go to EnergizedHealth.com, check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, EnergizedHealth.com. Or just cut to the chase. You know you want to join and get the same results as Wayne Root, your host, your favorite host. Join right now at 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Ask for John or Chelsea Jubilee, the owners. Speak to them and tell them Wayne Root sent you directly. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off when you mention Wayne Allyn Root or the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Go to energizedhealth.com. So Rudy Giuliani, you know, the FBI raided him. It's just unbelievable what's happened to this country. Hunter Biden is on that laptop doing terrible things to young girls. Hunter Biden is on that laptop doing things that would shock you. Hunter Biden has emails in that laptop that literally make it clear that Joe Biden is a criminal and on the take and a traitor to the United States of America. And nobody wants to do anything to Hunter Biden, especially, well, Trump was president. But now that Biden's president, never will anyone touch Hunter Biden. Meanwhile, they're raiding Trump's lawyer again. When did we allow raids on lawyers in the United States of America? The only thing that I, Wayne Root, the conservative, am liberal about, other than gay rights, I've always been very liberal. If gays want to be gays, let them go be gays. I don't care. I'm libertarian about things like that. Do whatever you want in your own bedroom as long as it doesn't cost me any money. But the other thing I'm liberal about is definitely lawyers, right? You've got to have rights as an accused in this country, and you've got to be able to say anything and everything to your lawyer. And the lawyer's got to be able to lock things away in a safe, and you have no right to ever see them. The prosecution has no right to ever see them. Once you start taking that away and you raid lawyers, now the accused is scared to tell his lawyer anything. Once you allow that to happen, America's not America anymore. America's the Soviet gulag. America's the KGB. America's the East German Stasi. Do you understand that? You can't allow lawyers to be raided. Rudy Giuliani slams raid on his apartment is out of control and says the feds are trying to frame him. He denied allegations that he violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act, telling Fox News on Monday that federal investigators are trying to frame him. They seized electronic devices from his New York City apartment after executing a search warrant as part of a federal probe into whether he violated the law by lobbying the Trump administration on behalf of Ukrainian officials in 2019. He served as former President Trump's personal attorney on a number of high-profile matters. Giuliani described the raid in his apartment as out of control. At 6 a.m., there's banging on my door, loud banging. Outside, there's a group of endless number of FBI agents. Usually a person has been a former assistant U.S. attorney, a U.S. attorney, a mayor, the associate attorney general. Usually they receive a subpoena, not have their home raided. The only lawyers they raid are lawyers for Donald Trump. I can't think of another lawyer that's been raided other than lawyers for Trump. Trump's in a special category because he doesn't have constitutional rights. I agree with him. They don't raid mafia lawyers. They don't raid lawyers for murderers. They don't raid lawyers for the Mexican drug cartel. They don't raid lawyers for the Chinese Communist Party representing spies. They only raid lawyers for Trump. He said they showed me a warrant that sought the electronics in my apartment and purported to be an alleged violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act for failure to file as a foreign agent on behalf of an unnamed Ukrainian official. He said he never did this, was shocked because he'd been offering to discuss the allegations with the U.S. Attorney's Office with the Southern District of New York. I'm a lawyer for 51 years. I formerly ran that office. I know the criminal law, and I do not violate it. I was very aware of FARA and told Fox News he complied with it completely. My contracts have clauses that I will not act as a foreign agent, and I wanted to show these things to the government so they would stop their illegal leaking of an investigation. Wow. This is the Stasi and the Nazi state of Democrats of the United States of America. Out to destroy us, out to frame us. Conspiracy, illegality, disgusting.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.